The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So we're going to begin on page 30 today, for those who want to do the opening chant together. I'm sure some of you were here last Sunday and know that I've decided, and you're victims of my deciding, that we'd look into this particular meditative training, which here in a Buddhist sense we call an exclusive meditation object, and we've been working with the breath. But in terms of this chant, loving kindness, compassion practice also would fall into this category of meditative training, where, because meditative training is always about keeping something in mind, right? And generally, with our practice, we're keeping the present moment in mind. So it could be changing objects. One moment it could be hearing a sound, next moment feeling the body sitting, next moment seeing, noticing some content moving through the thinking mind, another moment more sound being known. But sometimes it's really useful. We learn quite a bit by having a more exclusive object of meditation where we keep returning the attention to one particular meditative object, and we keep practicing, making the appropriate effort to keep it in mind. So the enemy then is forgetting the meditation object. So for this chant that we do sometimes on page 30, we're keeping these really beautiful emotions of love, kindness, compassion, joy or appreciative joy. Here it's translated as gladness and equanimity. So it's not that long, right? However long it takes us to chant each stanza, 30 seconds, a minute at the most, can we, in chanting the words, saying the words, can we keep the emotion of kindness in mind for the first stanza? Can we keep the actual hard experience of compassion in mind for the second stanza? And so on and so on. And it's a little mental training, this training of not forgetting, right? And because normally our mind, sort of the thinking mind, is preeminent, and it gets to do what it wants to do. It goes there, and then it goes here, and right? And we just feel like, well, that's me, so who am I to say no to me, right? And so the mind, the thinking mind, but actually, it's just a particular subsystem in the mind, that thinking mind, the kind of mind that attends to this and attends to that. And it can be trained. And one particular training to take up at times is this more singular practice of keeping one thing in mind. And in this case, with this chant, it's the attitude of love, the four different flavors of love. So give it a go. Let's do the chant. We're on page 30. You might just bring the quality of kindness, loving kindness to mind. It may be faint, we're not forcing it, but probably it's available one way or another, even if it's simply being kind toward our body, the sitting body right now. Now let us make the four boundless qualities shine forth. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with loving kindness, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with loving kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, With a mind imbued with compassion, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with compassion, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with gladness, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with gladness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with equanimity, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with equanimity, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will.
Take a little time and settle in. Put the chant book off to the side. So as we settle, as we listen and make last adjustments to the body, some of you like to take a couple of longer, deeper, easy breaths in and out at the beginning of a meditation session. But what we're really doing is establishing mindfulness to the fore. Or another way of saying that, we're remembering our very deep, resonant valuing of present moment awareness. So before we even start any particular meditation practice, we're valuing present moment awareness, we're keeping the present moment in mind, remembering that this experience of the body and the mind is being known. In a way, it's so obvious that it's become the habit of the mind to be forgetful that this experience is being known. So much of the training we're undertaking
is we're making this apparent, that this experience is being known. And what is this experience? Well, it's some combination of the activities of the body and the mind right now. Like the mood, perhaps, is being known. Or the sensations of sitting being known. The sound of my voice being known. And to begin again, just in the most simple way, with a simple question like, well, what's the knowing mind knowing? There is this sensitivity, so what is the sensitivity sensitive to now? What's being known? Oh, this is being known, this experience of the body or mind. So another way to help us remember this initial training is we're going from our more ordinary stance of being someone who's doing something, and then in that sense lost in that identity of being somebody who's doing something. Going from that to being the one who knows that this experience is being felt or this experience is being known. And then beginning this more specific training now, feeling the body sitting here. And of course, the body alive with different sensations, like a great ocean. It's quite diverse, all the different flavors of sensation in the body. Pleasant sensations and unpleasant sensations, and probably lots of neutral sensations in the body. Making peace with all this sensation, relaxing. And one part of that great ocean of sensation is what we call the movement of the breath. Feeling that natural rhythm. Feeling the sensations of the breath coming in. And feeling the sensations of the breath going out. One half breath at a time. Wherever it's easy to feel this natural movement of the breath, a lot of people that would be that simple touching as the air goes in and out of the nostrils. Other people find it easier to feel the breath as a movement in the abdominal wall, that rising and falling of the belly. But you get to choose. And then simply tracking the sensations through each inhalation from the beginning until the end. And then being sensitive and tracking the sensations through the out-breath from the beginning until the end. All the while not feeling like you have to control the breath or fix it or even do it. You're just aware when there's breathing in, you're aware of the breathing in. And when there's breathing out, there's that awareness of the breathing out, the sensations are being felt. And we're learning that it's possible to be both alert and relaxed at the same time. And allowing the rest of the world to fall away into the background as we have this very wholesome interest in feeling the physicality of each in-breath from the beginning to the end, just as it is, and then each out-breath from the beginning to the end. A beautiful and full attention. With this exclusive meditative training, no need to be frustrated when the mind wanders. Simply begin again in a kind but persistent way. Direct the attention back wherever you're easily feeling the sensations of the breath, connecting with the next in or out breath. And again, just one half breath at a time, cultivating this continuity, this unbroken, unwavering presence with the physicality of the breath. letting go of the diversity of experience. And during this particular training, interested in this more singular experience of breathing in and breathing out. Just the physicality of that ordinary breath coming in and going out. And you'll notice, because the breath and the body generally mirrors how the mind is, as the body or the mind both becomes calm and settled, the breath will go from being more rough and longer to being more refined and shorter. So it's a nice barometer for how much settledness one has developed. Just seeing or noticing the breath moving to a more refined, quiet, shorter movement. But we're not trying to make that happen. We're just noticing the breath becoming more refined. relaxed and persistent at the same time. Again, we're noticing how it's possible to drop the whole world by choosing to pay attention in a relaxed and persistent way with the ordinary physicality of breathing in and the physicality of breathing out, and bringing a more careful, refined, and persistent wholehearted attention to the physicality of breathing in and breathing out. And notice how things settle down. The breath becomes more refined, more quiet, shorter, and even at times seems like it's going to disappear, but of course it doesn't. Let the breath get as refined as it can as the whole body and mind begins to settle some.
Now, allow the attention to notice the experience of hearing and gently let the eyes open if they've been closed. We'll take a few seconds simply noticing any effects from the training we did this morning. For example, noticing any quality of calm, how that feels both in the mind and body, or any other obvious effects.